Carolina.
He was telling me all about, and this I did not know until last week. We've been good friends, but I did not know, and we sat in the dining hall last week. He told me all about it, and you know, I don't know where he said he came from.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. But he's real happy. He's really at ease. He's having a ball. There's so many of them. One in particular I'm trying to think of right now. There used to be the old gentleman came here. The black guy with the mandolin. You know, you haven't been here before. Real old.
I have, but not that was before my time. He
used to sit up on the steps.
Hmm.
He was really good with that mandolin. But he was something like, I think he's passed away now, but he was something like 92 or something like that.
Was he a teacher?
And he just sat, beat that mandolin all night long.
Yeah.
All these old songs, he just never forgot them.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me how they remember this kind of stuff. You know, it's something that for a period of time, it lapsed. You never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost, you know, it starts to come back. Now it's really picking up. Now, I think you'll find that, which you're from Chapel Hill, really as well. I'm a member of the Southern Highlands Guild out of Asheville. And, Reagan Craft Council, but I think that if you was to put them all in a nutshell, you'd have to be hard to beat here. It's about one of the best overall, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do because it's really tops. Have some many of the, like just as we spoke before, the masters have come in. These people really know their music.
The quality of the craftspeople and the music instructors and the dance callers and dance teachers.
I met
top.
The one that was dance calling last week over there.
Was that Larry Adelman?
Yeah, the guy with the hat on.
No, that I don't remember. Was
I thought he had a hat on.
Bob Dulcimer was another one.
Okay. This was sort of a, I'd say in his 50s, 60s.
I don't know. I know who you're saying. He was, I think, an old master, right?
Yeah, he was.
He came down from.
Yeah, I had a chat with him.
Ohio?
I believe he was. He was terrific. Oh, he was terrific. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
But what's amazing is how they can dig up all these people.
Yeah.
You know, we at one time tried to get all the old basket makers. In a conference, you can't even walk some of them out of the mountains. They won't leave. There's not that many to begin with. And the ones that are, they don't want to, then you can't get them out. In fact, some of them are so camera shy, if you walk up there with a recorder or a camera, they hide them. You won't get them out.
Well, it's a slow process. It was that way, I think, with a lot of these musicians, older musicians, and young people like Jerry and Mike Klein and the others were. Go out and
actually
meet
spend
them.
Maybe a few days with them, you know. Yeah. I think this is what it's
and go back for visits, and as they get to know you, they get to know you, they feel more comfortable, and then they would coax them out and get them to play. Maybe they hadn't played in 20, 30 years, or 40 years in some cases, and they'd start playing. And now these people are coming here to Augusta as old masters.
So, like you say, some of them haven't for that long. It just automatically comes right back to them once you can get them back at it again. Mm-hmm. I think this goes true in a lot of the crafts and all. You just get them out. Back. I know there's so many.
Another thing, Bill, I think that a lot of them don't realize that there are people out here who are really interested in what they can do.
Well, a lot of them still have this, the feeling that, I don't know, it's that... That they're not accepted.
Yeah, that nobody cares about
that
their
cares
way.
About them, say. So I think this is one thing about penetrating back in and getting some of your older people out, you know, and showing them, letting them know that people do care about them. Mm-hmm. It's sort of breaking the ice.
Yeah.
Slow process, but it's coming along. I'm glad to see it. I wasn't tickled. I guess I'll be whittling right on baskets the rest of my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Great. Slow it down. You slow down as age comes in, too.
Yeah.
I do a wide variety of baskets. I do stick to the old traditional style, which my dad and my granddad's style did, but I also have added new baskets of my style and different things along down through the line, which basically they're did the same way. The style is just a little different. I vary picnic baskets and things. I now put lids on them and trays in them. But I also still make the old-timey picnic basket, just a long rectangular basket where they used to put everything in there, cloth across it, mm-hmm. and go out. That's one of the reasons I think that my business is as good as what it is, because the old way, I'm doing it the old way.
Mm-hmm.
No tools except an eye and the axe and things like that. And there's trickery handmade. That's what the people are the public, the demand for handmade items is now getting more so all the time.
And also you're teaching people to do it by themselves too,
yeah.
So there's going to be more availability mm-hmm. of these items, and that will create more demand.
Yeah.
More interest.
See, this is another problem. It's just also with our family, but there's so many of these older ones that they don't want to get out. They don't want anybody else to know it, because they feel that if they want somebody else to know it or learn it, then it's going to cut in on their. I'm speaking from experience. I have this little thing that has happened to me throughout the family, but not only in my family. I know there's a couple of old basket makers that. They don't want nobody. If you go up to their place, I can take you in Maryland to a guy, he's 80 some years old. But if you go up there and he's working on a basket, he'll quit.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just set it over to the side. And he won't do a thing on that basket until after you leave. He's afraid that you may pick up some pointers off of him.
Right.
That's just not my way.
Yeah.
It's worth it because it's
yeah. Look at that's beautiful.
Isn't that? Do you see? She's lacing.
I got one side done.
That's nice. Now you're getting the egg shape now. Hold it up in ways and look at it. No. No.
What do you mean like this?
Now turn it right around. See how it comes a little bit on the end?
Mm-hmm.
Like this? That's the egg shape. Now all you need to do is just the next one, if you want to make a bigger one, just make the ribs longer.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. It's really neat. I'd like to have 150 of those right now. Want to sell them?
I'll buy it.
How much? We'll just auction it off right now.
We'll
start bidding at $100. Would you be the first?
$100.
Yeah. Better yet, I think she'd rather have sealed bids with the right to reject the bids.
That's a beauty. It's really beautiful.
Would you mind finishing this big one for me? You're doing such a good job. Would you mind coming back next year?
Oh, I'd love to come back next year. Do you want to pay my way?
Well, if I was financially able, I would.
If you had big class, she'd be a good help. Oh, she'd be a good assistant.
Yeah, I'd like to have money enough to just pull in the students, say, just in the last 10 years or 5 years. that have been in my classes within the last 5 years have one big, what would I call it, basket reunion?
Basket case reunion.
You know, basket case reunion. You know, phew. And have everybody bring their baskets. I wonder how many would turn up. Not many. Not a lot of them, I think. I, very, very few.
They should bring their basket.
First one.